LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
Got into me, what she did to to me. Forget about the rest. She the fucking best, and I'm the fucking best. So we the fucking best. Mixtape.
Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever.
To hit your niggas with the street mix. Money in the building and you know we do it big. Haters gon' hate and they ain't gon' quit.
Well, I say fuck 'em with a sandpaper dick.
Baby girl, I'm rich, I can buy your ass whatever. Money in the sky, look, see I change the weather. See I change the mind from no to saying kills whatever. Like I change me, I don't know, this love is forever. I know it sounds poetry, but poetry is a part of me. Switch it up from rap, pop, rock, star, R&B. Just get started like your boy turned 17. That's why these motherfuckers can't fuck with me. Demo, Kai Henry, what up, baby? Get at your boy.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? This is the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy, a.k.a. King Gilroy. Welcome to Twitter Me Tuesdays, baby. It is February 8th, 2011. I want to say, yo, check this out. We live on Gilroy Radio right now. I got so many exciting things going on in my life, so many beautiful things happen. That first cut y'all heard to get us started was none other than myself, King Gilroy, getting it down with him, a rocker. You know what I'm saying? We're taking over the charts right now, baby. I'm letting everybody know. Y'all better pay attention, baby, because we're breaking it. We're breaking it, breaking it, breaking it, baby. I'm coming through like a whirlwind, a pyramid. You understand what I'm saying? You heard me, big, bad, tough. You understand? Stomping through like a big dog. That I am, making sure everybody in the world know I'm coming. Yo, it's Black History Month, man. We having a good time. Shout out to them Green Bay Packers for getting all up in them Steelers. I mean, hey, even I didn't think it was going to be done, but hey, it is what it is. It happened. It's a wrap. Now let's go ahead and push these Lakers in. Purple and gold, baby. We hollering purple and gold. Whoever is on the other end of that receiving final series, you will get rocked, I guarantee. And we're going to be playing I'ma Rock Her all at the parade. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all know on Twitter Me Tuesdays, we get down, we have a good time, and we just, you know what I'm saying, ride. I play music, I talk to whoever call. But today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is dedicated to a woman that I see making some real Black history, and I'm very proud of her. I'm proud of what she's doing. You understand what I'm saying? She supports me, and I support her. And just a little story, a little background about and behind this lady. This young lady here is my mentor. You understand what I'm saying as far as radio, ladies and gentlemen? I want y'all to understand. Some of you have been watching my career and been supporting me and been following Trey Love through the transition of being what? An actor, a major comic on the road, you know what I'm saying? Sketch guy, doing all these things now with my, and then also my radio career when I was over at PAX Stereo, my internet television career. But what really started making me noise, y'all, is before I even got with PAX and before I really learned the internet game and how, you know, even right now I'm able to reach y'all. This Black woman, you understand what I'm saying, this young sister, intelligent sister, I might add, from Chicago, Illinois, out here grinding, you understand what I'm saying, a young lady that I've grown to admire, respect, you know what I'm saying, in a lot of ways, because what she's done is magnificent. See, she's got a lot of game, you understand what I'm saying? She's put together her team, and being with her an entire year, guys, I interned at EOTM, you understand? See, guys, Puffy interned at, what was that big company with some guy named, I think it was named L.A. Reid or something like that, you know, something, I don't even know, I might even have a name wrong, but you know what I'm saying? Puffy was an intern, so I'm just saying, look at where he is now. Trey Love has interned at PAX, interned at EOTM, but when I was with EOTM, I was shown a different game, you understand what I'm saying, a different way to reach people and to bring my numbers up, and without the tutelage of Carla EOTM Simpson, I would not be where I am today. I wouldn't have the skills that I have today to make sure that you are able to hear my voice. So I just got to give big ups to her for the time that we spent together, for her patience, and from what I've learned observing this sister. You understand, we've done red carpet events together. We've worked together. You know, she was behind Wheels of Steel on my show when I was at EOTM Radio. And I mean, like I said, I just got to give much love and props and respect to her and her crew. I mean, like I said, she's a master team. She's a chess player. You understand? See, that's that Chicago in her. You know, for those of you know who know about Chi-Town Pippa, you understand what I'm saying? You heard me, Chuch. You know that she got that Chi-Town game. You understand what I'm saying? And if you ever met Carla, I don't want to get in no trouble, but I done got in trouble about Carla. For those of you who have met her, Carla is a cutie pie. Do you hear me? I mean, a beautiful sister, you know. I mean, and fellas, you know how it is. It's hard to work with a pretty sister, ain't it? Now, if she, you know, if she looked like, I ain't going to say no names or nothing, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to say no names because I don't even want to call nobody ugly. But let's just say we was working with a sister that's unattractive. That's easy. You understand what I'm saying? That's easy to work with an unattractive sister. You can sit up in front of her all day and be like, what's up? Hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? And kick it. But when they're attractive, it's really hard to work with them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, but it's good to keep your distance. And see, those of you who know how Trey Love is, it's hard for me to be around pretty women. Because, see, women, they get around me, I make them laugh and stuff, and they think I'm all, oh, Trey, you're so crazy. And then they be hitting me, and I be telling women, don't laugh too hard. You laugh, I swear, you laugh too hard. I laugh all the way into the bedroom. That's just how I do. No, I'm just joking. Having a good time, man. I see I got EOT and Radio on the line. I'm going to play one song real quick, and I'm going to bring them on to discuss this show today that is dedicated to none other than Carla B, y'all. Carla EOTM Simpson, CEO, president of EOTM Radio. Much love and respect for that woman for making black history. Carla, you keep doing your motherfucking thing, girl. I'm proud of you over there, girl. Gilroy Radio got your back. And I got a little gift for y'all. I ain't going to tell it yet. You know, we got a few more minutes on Twitter Me Tuesdays, so I got to keep it pushing, you know, have a little fun. But this young lady here, those of you who know, you know, you see me transitioning into music. Well, there's a young lady who is a friend of mine. She's a very talented female MC. She also sings, and you know, being friends and being in LA, I'm trying to work and coach her into coming out, doing some acting and comedic acting, because she's got a look, a style, a charisma that's all her own. She's the girl next door, and just like Carla EOTM Simpson, just like Trey Love Gilroy, we breaking out the box. We ain't doing nothing like nobody else, because we are the exception. Give it to him, Carla.
I tried to tell her she can't come in here like this.
Mama,
wow.
Look, honestly, I do understand your point. I understand the grind, but I'm here to make money. So why should I gamble on you? Sex sales. Yeah, I mean, what's different about you? Female rappers ain't selling no
young. Yeah, we don't fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception. I am the exception. I am the exception.
We don't fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception.
From the look of things, I'm your best bet. A face rapper swag, so I'm a triple threat. And if I ain't been wear set, cause I ain't heard it yet. The gang nicking on the light or they cigarette. No black in mind, I'm a grind, so they know demeanor. Top of the line is what you want, but nice to meet you. I should be on TV, more ass than a model. I'm used to finer things, I've been popping bottles.
The main gang don't fuck with us, lose clothes or you know. Cause they scared to let us do it. That long area, go kick it down. Integrate and call it even. Put the quad up on the track. Bust round, call it even. Bottom line, I'm incorporated. Fucking into T. Hand out the hell out. Go to hell if you ain't into me. Cool if you don't mention me. All perfect grade A. I am the exception. Every time you hit a first
grade. Now we don't fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception. I am the exception. I am the exception.
We don't fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception. I am the exception. I am the exception.
Now we don't fuck with female rappers.
I am the exception. I am the exception. I am the exception.
We don't fuck with female rappers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Dramaganza, yo. And I'm going to tell you, we already got on the line the star of today's show. I'm going to just let her go ahead and run the floor. But before I do, I got to introduce this young lady properly. Not only is she the CEO of EOTM Radio, She is an entrepreneur that is seriously on the move, ladies and gentlemen. This black woman has done real estate, raised up her babies, taken care of her family, and she's running stuff. She's very, very intelligent. For those of you who really know Carla and have had the opportunity to hang around this woman, you would know she's wise beyond wise, intelligent beyond intelligent, cute beyond cute. Y'all welcome to Gilroy Radio for the first time. Publicist to the stars, Carla ELTM Simpson. Girl, what's up with you?
Hey, what's good with you, Trey Love? Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you just fine, sweetheart.
All right. Oh, my God. Well, I know this is my first time actually on air with you, but I've listened almost every day that you're on air. But your show is kind of early, so I still be asleep. But I do check out the archives. But I want to say to you, definitely congratulations on all your success, Trey. I've always admired your oomph. You know, you just have that. And I'm throwing the fist right now and saying, oomph, you know, that.
Right.
You got that.
Right, right.
So just kudos to you and congratulations on all your success. And you're just, some people are just born to be stars, and you're just one of them.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm humbled by that, and I'm grateful to you for everything. And I want to say to you, Carla, for calling in, everything that I said, I hope you were listening, is very, very true. I owe so much of my ability to reach the masses and what I've learned and even what I'm doing today. You're my mentor, Carla, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to humbly thank you for the entire year of 2010 that we shared together, and it was beautiful, and I'm grateful that we are, even though Gilroy has Gilroy and EOTM has Gilroy, as I told you before, I pray and hope, and I do see a great future with us doing merger projects together.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I am with you 100%. You better believe that.
For sure. I really do. So talk to us, Carla. How's the family, man? How's everybody? How's Mona and Mocha D and Sweet T and everybody? Give me an
update.
What's up with everybody?
Everybody is great. Mocha D is supposed to be starting her new show under the network, but you know me and you know shows. Shows got to be right. As soon as she get her finish her little training, she's going to be right back in the mix of things. Of course, Sweet Sassy T, she's here now. She's been relocated from Atlanta back to California like me. She's doing her thing over and way out there in Victorville, so it's hard for her to do much stuff. But I'm here locally in Yo City. But as far as EOTM, oh, my God, we're definitely, as far as the radio aspect, we're growing so much. We're adding a lot of different radio personalities because what we're trying to do, we're trying to definitely, when it comes to new media, we're definitely, you know, helping to pave the way with it. And just like you being an actor and a comedian and a rapper, you are not waiting on people to give you a chance or an opportunity. You're making your own opportunities. And you know what I'm saying? We're paving our own way, and that's what we're doing right now in new media. So, you know, what you've done with your career is just so amazing because you've done just that. You don't wait on the next BET, even though you've been on there and all that stuff. But you're making more things for you, and you got your own things going. Trey Love TV, you know what I'm saying? Gilroy Radio. So that's why I think I respect you so much, because you got that drive. And, you know, people like you and me, people just got to respect us. I mean, if they don't, it's some kind of haterade going on. So because it is what it is, and I'm not saying that just to toot my horn or your horn either, but it really is what it is. And not just like you and me, but there's so many other people that's really paving their own way when it comes to this new media, and it's such a beautiful thing. I love it. And, you know, I wouldn't change, you know, my life the past, like, 5 years, I wouldn't change it for anything, because right from the beginning, I decided to take a chance on me. I said, okay, well, you know, I've been giving the white man my time, my life, all these years. Now, what if I go ahead and put all that time and energy in my own business? And it's been hard being a business owner, but I would never change a thing. I would never change a thing at all. You know, we're building something great, and just to sit back and watch it, you know what I'm saying, which is what you're doing with Gilroy and what I'm doing with EOTM, it's a beautiful thing, and I'm like a proud mama when I see what's happening. Not just to me, but to everybody.
And I'm going to tell you, Carla, I just want to say this. I know that most of the EOTM family is listening. We do have a caller on the line. I have a couple questions lined up, but I want to see who this caller is first. They may want to speak with you. But I got, first of all, want to make a statement. Then I have a couple questions to ask you. But I just want to say this, Carla. What you said, as a proud mama, you should be a proud mama, because right now I'm going to say straight up, and Carla, you've been knowing me for almost a couple years now. What you know is one thing I am is loyal, and I give credit to where it's due. And right now, Gilroy Radio is the child, the love child of EOTM, and that's what I'm going to call it, and that's church, because it wouldn't be here, wouldn't have this training had it not been for you. So I want to graciously thank you for that. Seriously, you are a proud mama and should be, as you watch all of us out here grinding. But like I said, some of us, such as myself, I can't speak for nobody else, but I know that I'm going to always have love for Carla B and EOTM for what you all have done for me, the platform you've given to me.
That's what's up. Appreciate you.
Okay. No problem. All right, 216-486. If you have a question or comment for us or want to talk to Carla, what's up, 216? How you doing? Okay, they hung up. I didn't mean to put you out there like that, 216. If you don't want to talk, please call back, 216, and we'd love to have you on the line, but you do not have to talk, okay? No problem. All right, now here's a question I have for you, Carla. Okay, I know that you born in Chicago, such as myself. You relocated to Atlanta. What made you get into real estate? And then how did you, from real estate, transition into doing radio?
Okay. Well, first off, from California, we came to California. And when I, you know, like 18 years later, or not even that, probably about after 14, 15 years in California, I moved to Atlanta, and so I'm back. But as to real estate, what happened was I was actually working a 9-to-5, and I felt like I was, like, stuck in a rat race. I would get up early in the morning, go to work, and stuck in traffic for, like, 2 hours, going and coming, living in Atlanta. It was really crazy. And I was like, you know what? I mean, I was just – I can remember being in the office, and I was in IT, and there was these old ladies that sat behind me, and they would just always complain. Oh, woe is me, woe is me. I've been here 10 years. I hate this job. But they would never do anything about it. I'm like, you know what? I cannot be here another 10 years listening to these women complain about their lives, because I'm going to wind up being like that too. So I was like, okay, I started researching different careers, and I was like, okay, what one career – that has made the most millionaires in the world, and that's real estate. So I actually first got into property management. From property management, I got into mortgages, and I actually, you know, paved my own road with that, because at one point in Atlanta, I was known as the top loan officer in the state of Georgia. So if you actually Googled my name,
Black
Carla
history,
Barnes,
baby.
Yeah, Carla Barnes, a.k.a. the mortgage diva, you know, you would see. I was just crazy. I actually took the internet thing by storm, and I had all major country-wise and everything else under the sun as far as mortgage companies trying to recruit me. So I did really great in that. And actually, the same time I got into real estate was the same time, the same year I launched EOTM, Entrepreneurs on the Move. And I actually did that with the radio only because I was like, okay, I'm doing all this great stuff with mortgages and real estate. Let me create a vehicle for my real estate friends to be able to, you know what I'm saying, promote themselves. So actually EOTM was started for us real estate and mortgage professionals to be able to highlight each other. And if you listen to some of the beginning shows, I was just interviewing. We were doing mentoring things when it comes to real estate. We were educating people on the importance of understanding the mortgages they get. My real estate friends were calling in, sharing, you know, helpful tips in regards to buying a home. That's what the shows were all about back then. But then I started getting calls from different entertainment companies and stuff that were wanting us to interview their people. So, and that's how we got into, like, the entertainment part, and it just really blew up from there. Next thing I know, we're doing, like, a show a day, and then I start finding my way. I'm like, okay, I love real estate, but this is fun. So it started out as being fun, and then, of course, me being in real estate, I was like, okay, well, I need to monetize some things. Let's make some money. So we started doing other things with it, and so that's how it has grown and migrated into and what it is today. And the funny thing about it is that before it was EOTM, it was WEOTM, and that stands for Women Entrepreneurs on the Move. So after we start getting a lot of guys that are listening, I'm like, okay, I got to take the W out, and we just put Entrepreneurs on the Move.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that's how it happened.
Carl, I want you to stay on the line because I got some more announcements and want to interview you. And I know this is impromptu, and I want to talk to you offline. But if you would do me the honor, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but this is what Trey Love is going to request from you.
Okay.
I want you to do a weekly show on my show about real estate. Would you be willing to sit down and talk to me and do something like that, babe?
Maybe can we do it like maybe once a month or twice a month? I could definitely be open to that. Yes, sir.
Let's do it twice a month. That's even better because I want you as much as I can get you. You know that, right?
Okay. I wish I was running the boards right now. You know, boing.
Oh, Lord, here we go, right? She got me cracking. But this song, Carla, is dedicated to everybody that hates on us real quick. Like I said, stay on the line because I've got some more interview questions for you. But this song is dedicated to anybody that's hating on EOTM or anybody hating on Gilroy because, hey, with greatness comes hateness. And this is dedicated to anyone that's listening and upset with us right now. And I promise you, we're going to continue to sift this.
Whoa. sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
And it tastes like lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face.
Yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
That flavor lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about.
Gonna lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
If a nigga kid, I ain't tell him kiss your ass. Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Everybody just lift your glass, gon' lift your glass.
Hey, nigga, think they going hard, don't make me laugh. Scooch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we back on the line. We got Carla E.O.T.M. Simpson herself riding out with us today. Carla, welcome back to Gilroy Radio, lady.
Hey, thanks so much. It's been a great show thus far. You're doing your thing.
Well, I'm trying, Mama. What I want you to do, though, like I said, I got questions for you. I'm talking about, I want you to give to all my listeners, tell us the shows that you got. I know you got Rollo Street. What's the young man's name? Is it T'Angelo, right? It's T'Angelo, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. We have a slew of different types of shows, but we do have Rollo Street, which was a show that just started yesterday. It was his very first show, very first time being on air, very entertaining, interactive and stuff. We also have a show called Love, Hate, and Anything Between Them. That's a show that one of my media correspondents, D'Angelo Bell, he does every Thursday. It's a 90-minute show every Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. We have a show on every Friday night titled The Nightlife, and this show is quickly becoming one of the number one shows on the network. He's actually quickly beating myself and Say Two. A great team. It's like five of them, and their show is a traditionally formatted radio show. We already got major advertisers for that particular show. That's The Nightlife, so make sure you check it out on Friday nights at 8 p.m. We have The Ron Anthony Show, which is an inspirational show, leaning more so towards the gospel side of music, and that show airs every Tuesday at 8 p.m. And we also have another show on Tuesdays, which is called the Stunners Mag Live Show. It's the first men's magazine with their own radio show, so that's kind of exciting. Let's see, we have, of course, I do a real estate show. And I can't forget the A-Team. They do a show every other Wednesday. And this is a group of young guys out of the Dirty South. Their ages range between maybe like 20 and like 23. So they cater towards that particular, college crowd. So it's pretty neat to listen to them. And, of course, I can't forget Say To Say. She does her Mixture of Arts show every Thursday morning at 1 a.m., and her show has been the number one show under the network for the past year. And, I mean, her numbers are retarded. And I think some of her success is due to her knowledge in marketing. She actually studies what's trending, and she creates her show around what's trending on Google and Twitter. And so it's really nice, seeing her. And, of course, I do my eBuzz show any day of the week that I feel like it, really, and that I have time. But I'm doing it typically on Sundays and Mondays and some Tuesdays. So I do have a really big show later on tonight with a rock group based out of Los Angeles called Abused Romance. Hot, hot group. And I'm actually interviewing all five members on my show tonight at 8 p.m. So check it out, www.eotmradio.com. And considering it's Twitter Me Tuesdays, my Twitter is EOTMPR. So make sure you follow back, because we follow back too.
That's what I'm talking about. I hope y'all paid it. And, hey, girl, you doing your thing. I mean, hey, I'm keeping you. You got it wrapped over there. I hope everybody on Gilroy Radio paid attention, because I usually like to follow up and repeat stuff. But you right, boo-boo. I was like, okay, Thursdays, then Say Tuesday. Y'all will have to listen to the archives. All of a sudden, you can tune in to EOTM Radio, and y'all follow and support. Y'all doing big things. Hey, what was it like? Let me make a couple announcements. I want to say something. Since the young guys that do that show on, I think it's ATH. I don't know that guy's name, on Wednesday.
Yeah,
all I see is ATH.
Yeah.
What's his name?
That's his show. That's the young group of guys out of Atlanta. His name is Derek, but their show is called Let's Face Reality. And it's a,
okay, so it's a group of them.
Yeah, they're the ones that's between 18 and, like, 24. And
yeah,
because
one of them be hitting me. Mm-hmm. I don't know who it is, but
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay,
Derek.
That's Derek. Well, I want to shout him out, man, for your respect. I mean, he pays homage. Like I said, they hide behind their pictures and stuff, and you know how I am. I'm paranoid. I hope he's listening. I'm paranoid. Carla, know me. If I don't know you and I can't
exactly.
see you, I'm paranoid. So, you know, when you're hollering at me and you're tagging me and stuff, I don't know you. I was in the Army. So, I'm saying, but if you're
okay.
down with Carla, you're down with me. So I got to shout the brothers out because they're doing some really big things, though, and I appreciate the love and respect they do give me. Your group Abused Romance, this is what I propose. I want you to holler at them and see if they can catch I'm a Rocker, because me and the Hitworks producer, Dre Banks, we're talking about getting a live band behind me. So if they can learn I'm a Rocker, we could probably do something together. You know what I'm saying? Cause, and, you know, test them out. See if we could, like, do it like a mini little concert or something. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what's up. What I'll do is I'll shoot you their publicist information so you can touch bases with them. Yeah, so I'll definitely do that.
And that's awesome. And what I want to say is I want to say something, too. When you were talking earlier, I'm taking notes while you were talking, and I wanted to say this, too. Blacks. And I say this to blacks, and when I say that, it's nowhere near prejudice, but I want our black people to understand what it is we have to do in order to advance. We have to dress the part. We have to look the part. We have to go above and beyond the part. When I finished college, a young lady, I don't have her name right now, but her speech stuck out with me. She said that when she was a young businesswoman trying to figure things out, what she did was she looked at other business people and saw that how they were dressed and saw what they were doing, and you followed suit and copied suit. You understand what I'm saying? So, see, we all can know how to – and, see, that's what I respect so much about you, Carla. We know how to party. We know how to have a good time. We know how to – be, you know what I'm saying, quote, unquote, be black, because you know what I'm saying, I'm going to keep it real with y'all, 100. We like to barbecue. We like to chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We like to have, I know I like to have my little Hennessy, you know what I'm saying, my little vodka, whatever it is I'm doing, and I like to relax, play cards. But at the same time, for those of us like a Carla that are trying to, I'm saying this to all my black people, that are trying to, that are looking at, say, first of your current situation and you're not satisfied with it,
mm-hmm,
instead of
mm-hmm.
complaining about it, you know what we're
right.
doing? We're sitting down and we're taking the time doing what I did, what Carla did. We're relocating. Okay, it's not working for me in Miami. Boom, let me go to Chicago and see what happens out there. It's not working for me in Chicago. Okay, I think so highly of myself. I've been talking all this stuff. I'm Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. The world going to have to see me. The world going to know me. So put your money where your mouth is. Go to L.A. then. Since you so hard, since you so
right.
so this and so that, Trey, and you got so much going on, and you can do this and you can do that, and you do all this big dog talking, go to L.A. and put your money where your mouth is, and that's
mm-hmm.
what I'm doing right now today, and that's what we're doing, and that's what makes us so strong. We ain't got but a few minutes left on Get Roy Radio, and I want to play a cut by my producer, the guy who put I'm a Rocker together. I wrote it, ladies and gentlemen, so I want y'all not to get it twisted. When you listen to each and every word I say, all that pimpism is all me. And matter of fact, I'm writing all my songs. And, oh, this is the announcement I want to give away prior to playing this next song. This is the treat to Carla. I want to say this live on Gilroy Radio. I am doing an album called Locksmith. I've already worked out the details and the particulars, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a Rocker is just a tease, because you got R&B Trey, you got some thugged out Trey, you got all kind of things. The reason why it's called Locksmith, y'all, is because you never know what you're going to get. Every song is going to be different, but I guarantee if you like R&B, if you like hip-hop, if you like rock, if you like jazz, if you like just good music, Trey Love's going to bring it to you. And I'm going to play this cut by my producer, Mr. Dre Banks. It works, baby.
Compliments my swag, and shorty knows she's bad. Stimulated by the conversation, maybe she's the one. Met a lot of girls, but none like her before. It's only natural that I wanna get to know you more.
She's rolling in the dance, and she's swinging. rock and roll. Shorty, go ahead and put it in my lap. If I give it a little tap, maybe I wonder what's your freak number. I know you know where I want you to go. Shorty, let it roll, baby, bounce it on top. Bring it up slow, you know I'm never gonna stop. Popping that ass, spinning that cash. Drop it real low and then you bring it up some more. On stage, in the limousine. All the floors, on the kitchen sink. You making noise while you beating on my chest. Rock and roll, drop it on the
floor.
Man, that was Dre Banks over there getting it down. That's the L.A. Vegas Connect, y'all. That's the producer behind. I'm a rocker, man. And y'all can tell. We're going to be doing some major things over there, man. But y'all ain't heard of me on the R&B tip yet, man. Like I told y'all, I'm a rocker's a taker, man. When Locksmith come out, they going to be like, girl, because every song I make, I call it the hooker song. Because if you listen to I'm a Rocker, I'm telling you, I done had a couple of my own girls that got into it like Trey. I can't even get out the car. I be playing it so hard. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a rocker. That's what I'm going to do. All right, we ain't got 3 minutes left. So what I've got to do is outro the lady of the hour. This show is dedicated to her. Make sure everybody knows this show is dedicated to Carla B, President, CEO, and all-around bad A-double-M-F, doing her official over there on EOTF on every red carpet you ever want to see. NAACP, the Oscars, everywhere that people think they want to be, they can find Carla B. Carla, what's your closing remarks to the people?
My closing remarks is just do you. Do you, and never stop, never quit. One of the most, the quotes that I follow to heart is this. It's impossible to stop a woman that won't quit. And that goes for men, too. Don't never stop. Just continue to do you, because you don't want to be 85 years old sitting on the front porch in your rocking chair talking to your friends saying, oh, I wish I would have did this. I wish I would have did that. Do you right now. And great work, Trey Love. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, sister, I want to thank you so much for calling in today and blessing Gilroy Radio for the first time with your presence. And I'm just going to make this announcement to you and the entire family, Carla. Anything that you are promoting and any time you want space on Gilroy Radio, and that's 7 days a week, I am a text message away, and that's for you. I'm saying, oh, make sure the whole crew know. Can't none of y'all other, don't text me nobody else, please. I ain't trying to be funny or nothing. I hope y'all ain't got my numbers either. I don't think y'all got my number. Carl, I think you're the only one with my number. But I'm just saying, anybody else on EOTM, I'm not trying to be funny. I love everybody. But please, don't none of y'all call me. Don't text me. Please. Everybody got to go through Carla. And for the people that want to work with Gilroy, please, I'm telling y'all right now, don't call me. Don't text me. Don't email me. If you want to reach Gilroy, hey, if you want to reach Gilroy, let me tell you, this is how you book your guest. Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, period, S, period, Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, at gmail.com. That's monica.s.hughes@gmail.com. Or you can reach Sophia Reed on Facebook. Yo, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm just letting family need to know, I'm working on my own movie. I'm working on a DVD where I'm going to be doing acting, comedy, music, sketch comedy. I'm directing and co-writing my own film. I'm working on my album. I'm working on a mixtape. So just understand, It ain't that I ain't got no love for you, whoever you are. All my friends and relatives, I got love and respect for you, but please don't be calling me and texting me with no garbage, because I'm trying to get like Carla. And I'm going to dedicate this last song to her, because, see, me and Carla, we are kindred spirits. You understand what I'm saying? She got her own. So this is dedicated to Carla, because, see, I'm trying to get like her. Thank you so much, Carla. Thank you to the EOTM family. Much love to each and everybody, man. And I'm wishing the greatest and the best to everybody. Keep your dreams and your hope alive, man. It's Black History Month. Church.
A dedication to the independent woman, to the one working hard for hers. This is just my way of letting you know I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, just to leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than the girl before, but don't need me. Young, independent, yeah, she work hard, but you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time to be complaining, surely gon' shine.
Oh,
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been Twitter Me Tuesdays on Gilroy Radio. Again, we got to give a special shout-out and thank you for the mother of Gilroy Radio, Carla E.O.T.M. Simpson, and Carla B. I used to call her Night Rider. Nothing but love and respect for the woman, for all she does, making black history. I mean, y'all heard it here. You understand what I'm saying? She's making major moves, make major moves in real estate, making major moves in radio and entertainment business. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned to Gilroy Radio and make sure you reach over to EOTM Radio because they got a lot going on, baby. Y'all got much to be entertained by and be enlightened by both of these two radio media entities. She is a female running her thing. She trained me and put a bull out on the streets, and I'm running my thing. And I can't thank her enough, man. And this song and this show was dedicated to her. It wouldn't be what it is today had it not been for. All right, and that's Church. Catch y'all on the next one, man. This Trey Love. It's been Twitter Me Tuesdays.
L.A. Vegas Connect, baby.
Take it home, baby.